From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. French air accident investigators say the co-pilot who deliberately brought down a Germanwings flight in the French Alps in March, killing 150 people, had tried to control a descent on an earlier flight on the same day. Investigators announced Wednesday that Andreas Lubitz repeatedly put the plane into descent and then brought it back up during a flight from Dusseldorf to Barcelona. In a report, the investigators say the co-pilot was apparently alone in the cockpit as he was when the Germanwings flight made its fatal descent hours later. Earlier findings indicate that Lubitz locked the plane's pilot out when he left the cockpit to go to the laboratory an hour after the flight left Barcelona, Spain, en route to Dusseldorf. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to hold meetings in the Horn of Africa nation of Djibouti Wednesday. He spent several hours at the Mogadishu airport on Tuesday, where he met with the president, prime minister, and civil society groups. He also recorded a video message to the Somali people.
3 years have passed since a new provisional constitution was adopted and a parliament sworn in. With help from AMISOM, Somali forces have pushed al-Shabaab out of major population centers. A determined international effort has put virtually all of Somalia's pirates out of business.
That is Secretary of State John Kerry. U.S. authorities are trying to determine if there is any connection between the Islamic State and two gunmen who attacked a contest in Texas where cartoonists were drawing pictures of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. Investigators have been looking into their Twitter accounts. This is VOA.